Oh, look at that. I'm talking. This thing here, this is my presentation. It's about sustainability in IT. I'm from Zed. And if you don't know what Zed is, it's a downstream energy provider. We sell petrol and diesel. And you're probably thinking, why is this dude from Zed up here talking about sustainability? What a hypocrite. It's the oil industry. He can't talk about that. Well, we've kind of tried to turn that on its head a bit, and we'll talk about that as we go along. The key points that I want you to get from this session are pretty simple, and they're not really that big. What I want you to do is go away from here and think about sustainability, and it's really quite simple. You want to set some goals at an organisation or ministry or department level. Set those goals around sustainability. Make them aspirational. That's what we've done. And then tie those goals back to your KPIs. That's what I've done. That's what one of our managers has done. And then when we do that, we can all kind of win out of the situation. So, Phantom Menace. What the hell's that about? So there's this presentation that I've got here around, got a loose tie into Star Wars, maybe Jar Jar Binks. What the point is around that is there's meant to be, no, it's not Jar Jar Binks, everyone hates him, right? So the point of this is there's meant to be another presentation from Zed, it didn't make the cut. So hopefully next year we can go on to the next episode. What is that? I can't remember. Anyway, so let's cut into this. Who am I? I'm a solution architect currently. What does that mean? Well, I used to do solutions, but now I'm kind of figuring out our way forward within Zed. As I mentioned before, Zed is a downstream energy provider. What does that mean? We don't do oil exploration. We leave that to other people to do. We get our product in from offshore, and it goes to the refinery, which we have a share in. Gets refined into product, so 91, 95 diesel, JetA1, Avgas, bitumen. That gets shunted around the country by supply and distribution, who we talk to later on. Goes around the country and it will show up in tanks for commercial customers or at retail sites. So that's what we do. And I'm just one person in the whole realm of this thing. There's a whole bunch of other people who are in behind the slide deck. One of them's in the room, so I hope I don't get it wrong when I get to his bit. But there's Rob Wiles, who's our GM of corporate, who is our sustainability. He is in charge. He's like at the exec level, and he looks after sustainability as the next level down as well. Our leader of business information technology solutions, Lois, who said, "Yeah, go for it. Go and do this presentation. You know, you can do this." It's lucky there's no video in the room, right? Because they could see me pulling faces all the time. So it's just being recorded. So Rob, Lois, Jeff, who's one of the solution architects on this work, James Mouncey, who's in our PMO team. There's another guy who's mentioned in the slide as well. But there's a whole raft of people who help get after these goals. It's not just me. So walk through an agenda. Morning. We're going to talk about Zed and sustainability, so that kind of sets the scene. We're going to talk about Zed IT and sustainability, and then finally we're going to wrap up with Zed IT sustainability and what we reckon the future might hold in this space. So Zed and sustainability, do you reckon that we think climate change is real at Zed? Yeah? Okay, who said yes the loudest? All right, who's got a car and said yes the loudest? So you've got some gum and a car wash. Well done. Clean yourself up. So we understand that like climate change is real. We're not going to deny it. There's a limited number of natural resources on the planet. We've got to use them appropriately. They're going to get more expensive over time as well. Our world is limited at its capacity to absorb what we do to it. So we've not we've got to be a bit more gentle with it. We've only got one world to camp out on, right? So let's be gentle. And the most important resource that we've got on this planet is not in the ground. It's you, and you, and you, and you, and me. People are the most important resource. So we've got to look after them too. So as a company that's not an oil producer, we don't need to rely on fossil fuels. Now, that's a bizarre comment, right? Because you see the retail stores and things like that. We don't need to play that game all the time. We can look at other places, other things as well. So we're in a bit of a unique position in that regard. So a wee while ago when Zed was being set up, the executives sat down and they talked about the four pillars of sustainability. Now, these are pretty easy when you look at them like this. And these are the aspirational goals that I was talking about right up front. So they set the goals, right? This is what the execs did. They said, you know what, we're going to set some aspirational goals in the space. So there's using less, wasting less in our business. What does that mean? That means we put waste in the right bin so it gets recycled. We reduce power consumption and we use grey water. So the second one is reducing the carbon intensity of our customers. So using less fossil fuels, and when we're getting the fuel to them, we're doing it in a more efficient way. So we're not burning more fuel as well. That's where the IT comes in as well, and we'll talk about that. So reduce the reliance on fossil fuels. Goes back to that scarce resource. We don't want to play that game forever and ever. Supporting New Zealand businesses and communities is the fourth pillar. What that means is like greater than Good in the Hood. You know about Good in the Hood, right? Who knows about Good in the Hood? Well, apart from you two. So you over there, dude with the striped shirt. Have you got a car? Good. You can have a car wash too. Good lad. So Good in the Hood is part of the story. Watch that. You'll notice that I'm not throwing the stuff out because health and safety is important to us. So this is more than just Good in the Hood. Within our contracts, I have two volunteer days per annum. So I can go out and do skilled workforce and give back to the community as well. So it's bigger than Good in the Hood. We understand that we've got to support New Zealand businesses, and this is part of that. I've lost my clicker. There it is. So if we look at pillar one, using less, so we've got these aspirational targets, right? 10% less electricity in our retail stores, 50% less water, 70% less waste, 10% less carbon footprint. That's in pillar one. And there's more than just that as well. These are just examples that, you know, will resonate with you guys. They are those aspirational goals that our execs set up. They are the things that we're going to get after before 2016. So within our business, there's the stuff that you'll see. This is all publicly available information, right? So you don't have to go and hunt it out, find out what we're doing. So we've got recycling and food waste at Zed Christchurch Airport. What happened here? Sorry, that guy's coughing and like now I'm drying up. This is a site that we have down in Christchurch by the airport. They do the fuel out there. Excuse me. They went ahead with a campaign around reducing their waste. And how much, when they started putting it into bins and things like that, do you reckon they reduced it by? Just give us a guess. Anyone? 70%. Who said 70? So it was 66, so it's close enough. Hope you got a car. 4% out. So they did it by that much. I've got some other stuff as well, courtesy of Terry. I better not run around on this too much. I got some Bluetooth speakers and some USB keys, but we'll save those for later on when we get to questions. So 66%, which is 3 tonnes per annum. It's pretty big. Net value of that, $1,500 per annum. Not that much money, but when you start scaling it out, becomes quite a significant amount of money. LED lighting in retail stores. So this was a $3 million project where we had near as much to $600,000 from ICA. Philips put these LED lights in for us as part of the project. And there's some really good stats around this and what we achieved out of it. There's some other parts that I won't put on the slide, but I'll talk to anyway. So it was a 68% lighting savings, 11% less energy usage, 16% less carbon. So when we put these lights in, you kind of drive past the stores now, and they look a lot brighter, and that's because of the lights. They tune based on dusk and dawn, so as it's going into dusk, the lights start coming on, and they get brighter and brighter and brighter. That's actually a safety element as well, so it's quite bright at night, so you can see what's happening on the forecourt. If we don't have to go and change them all the time as well, that's another safety element, and you're kind of thinking, if we don't have to change them, how is that a safety element? We don't have to put, these things are damn high, right? That's like two car heights. If you fall off that, it hurts. Trust me. If we don't have to go and put people up on scaffolds, they don't have to go and get permits, they don't have to go and do this, we don't have to shut down a lane. You can keep zipping through Z, filling it up on both sides, don't forget that. But it's a safety element for you and us. So biofuels, here's one. This is a USB question, definitely a USB question. Other than the people from Z or maybe Spark in the room, where do you reckon we're going to get our source for our biofuel from? No, too expensive, as it turns out. Sorry? Cow poo? You're close. Not poo. Humans? No. We're not going to go there. Pardon? Cow farts, no. No, not landfill. Pardon? Hay, no. Isn't it like lard? You, sir, get a USB stick. It is from tallow. Tallow is a waste product of the meat industry. And what they use it for... Sweet as. Good answer. What they use tallow for typically is soap and candles. Think about that when you're washing yourself next time. It's the cow. See, I told you I'm not as funny as James Whittaker. So it's tallow, which is waste from meat processing. We reckon out of this plant at Wiri, we can get 20 million litres. The cost of the plant is $21 million. So it's not an insignificant investment, but to get us to 40 million, it's going to take us another couple of million, we reckon. And we use 10% of the inedible tallow, that's a hard word to say, inedible tallow produced in New Zealand. That would normally go offshore to India or China and made into soap and candles. Well, it's only 10% of what we produce in edible tallow, right? But you've got to start somewhere, though, right? So at 40 million, it's 1% of the total diesel production, right? In New Zealand. We'll find something else. I don't know. But you've got to remember that you also mix this with mineral diesel as well, right? So if you're producing pure biodiesel, like pure biodiesel, which will wreck your engine, by the way, if it's not intended for that, if you mix it with mineral, then you can run it in the engine so you can actually produce a bit more. So you can have graduations of the diesel to mineral content. So, yeah, anyway, 40 million, you've got to start somewhere, right? We can import it as well, but it gets a bit expensive and it's not really local. It's not supporting local, not that fourth pillar. Not good. So sustainability in our business, you kind of didn't come here for that, and this isn't a sustainability forum, it's TechEd. So you want some geek stories, right? So ZIT and sustainability, this starts right up front for us. So if we're going to bring on a new partner, we'll go through an RFP process. Part of that, and part of the weighting around how we choose a partner, comes down to what their sustainability targets are as well. So we'll ask them up front, what are the three things that you're going to be doing in the next year in sustainability, how you perceive sustainability to be, more than just saving manatees or dolphins or anything like that. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in your waste, with your waste bins and your reducing electricity? So we ask them up front, and we get that out of them, and then that becomes part of the weighting. So there's plenty of stories that we have in Zed that we use in IT, and the stuff that I'm about to talk to is stuff that we've done that you can do as well, all right? It's not hard. It's kind of off the shelf stuff. So board books. Diligent Software create the software, board books. One of the pieces of feedback after we put it in for the exec and the board was, damn, we wish we had this earlier. Because we went through IPO last year, right? We've got a director in Australia. It becomes a bit awkward when you've got like stacks of paper and you're putting it on a courier. Well, that's got petrol, and then it goes on a plane, and that's got more fuel, and then onto another courier. Not really sustainable, right? Not, you know, paper, yuck. So now we can get the exec, the board, if they run out the door to catch their flight. If they want to sign it on the flight, they can sign it into the iPad and the document signed off, and away we go. Another one is follow you or follow me printing. We don't know what it is. Follow someone printing. You, me? Follow me or you? There's funny stories around this, right? There's printers being walked around the office. That's what we're doing with follow you printing? Really? Anyway, so follow you, follow me printing. Follow someone printing. So that's saving on paper as well, right? We forecast around, so Zed Shed is our head office in Wellington. About how many, Jeffrey? How many people? 250? 200-ish people? 230? We saved in a month 12,000 pieces of paper plus. So more than 12,000 pieces of paper. I think people will keep printing stuff out and never going and collecting it. Does that happen in your office? Do this, you'll save heaps of money. Save a tree too. So here's the stuff that we've done, right? So that's the stuff that you can do. Here's the stuff that we have done, right? And we've got more stories around this. We've got supply solutions. Supply solutions is part of supply and distribution. These are the guys who shift the fuel around the country. We also do measuring of our travel. So we have Orbit and reporting services to do bits and pieces for that. Technology over travel month, which is reporting services and Link, and then we've got Link and our users uptake. We'll cover this off, right? We'll cover these guys off. So supply solutions, which is TankLink and Azure. This is really cool shit. Sorry, excuse my language. Been hanging around James Whittaker or something, I don't know. This is cool stuff. It doesn't go out and order bromine though. Okay, just be clear about that. So this is this thing up there. Has this got a pointer on it? I don't know. Does it have a pointer on it? Red dot. The red dot. Oh, look at that. There you go, red dot. This thing there. So this is a probe. It's really quite cool. I wish I had it with us. It's about this big. So the top of it is about this big, and it's blue. And in there is a mobile phone connection and things like that. And it's got this line that goes down, and then this metal probe at the bottom. And the metal probe measures a whole bunch of things. So what this thing does, it measures it in the tank, it fires it off to the cellular network. Cellular network passes that data onto a tank link's data center. Information is stored up there. We don't do these bits up here. And there's a reason for that. We have our own scheduling software, so we use that, thanks. But we've got to get that data from TankLink or from our probe back to our scheduling system. I'm going to show you something, because apparently if you guys are going to do your eval forms and give me a really good rating, I've got to give you a demo on something. So here we go. Tank Link. I've got to show you the demo information. I can't show you the production information because it's sensitive and things like that. So bear with me. So this is like the stuff that EDAC and Tank Link would show you. EDAC are our New Zealand partner. I have to get their name in. Are our New Zealand partner for this. They sold us the Tank Link software. So within this demo site, we've got some things up here. We've got some tanks. And so for us, it's typically this column here is diesel. So if we drill into one of these, we'll grab this guy here. I'm pretty sure that's him. Sorry, I'll go back. Hopefully this stays up. There we go. I'll go back one, because this is important as well. You've got some alarms up here. I'm going to watch it from you guys' view. We've got some alarms up here around things. When we have one of these low alarms, we get nervous. That means we've got to go and get some fuel there. When we've got one of those alarms, we're really, really nervous because that can be a stock out. Stock outs are embarrassing. And then we've got some other stuff over there, like low batteries when the probes are running out of cell. So let's go into this guy. Right. These guys, for us, are typically running between 50 and 100%. Within our sites. They've got like a little solar power thing, keeps them charged. Yo.
So we get told off for using our phone on the forecourt and you've got them embedded within the bloody petrol tanks.
Ah, because there's a subtle difference. Do you want me to tell, I'll tell you about that, okay? Do you want me to tell you about it now?
No, whenever it's convenient.
Okay.
As long as I don't blow up, filling up on the Z
forecourt. The trick is, if you're on the forecourt, don't get your phone out. Don't go into your pockets, because we're off track a little bit, but it's an important safety procedure. Where do you reckon the fumes kind of sit on the forecourt? Right around the kind of your tank. I'd lost some as well, you know. Anyway, so yeah, it sits around that height, around your groin height, right? And when you go and do something like this, you're creating static on your trousers. So the tip is when you're getting out of your car and things like that, just be careful. Don't kind of go sort of thing. Because you will spark up. So the forecourts are really interesting places, right? They are bizarre. Have a look around. Next time you go to a petrol station, have a look around. Don't just go in there, zip through Zed, but have a look around at your surroundings, because it's really quite peculiar. There's things there that you'll kind of look at and you'll go, that looks out of place. And you go, why are those pipes going way up there? And they are the things taking the fumes off the tanks and putting them way up in the sky, completely away from the forecourt, so that some of that stuff from the tanks isn't like hanging around your tank. Trust me, when your tank blows up, it ain't good. Anyway, how are we going for time? Crikey. Jeez. You guys will have more questions as well, no doubt. So we need to keep an eye on these tank levels. We need to keep an eye on those things. But we can't have people sitting there all day, every day, looking at the screen, because we've got a few more sites than just one, and it gets a bit boring, to be quite honest. As exciting as it is. But you'll see, coming down here, what we actually see when we're using the software is in here it will be going quite high, and then it'll go droppy, 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 and then maybe static, and droppy, 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 and we'll go, oh dear, and it'll go whoosh up there. And it'll go droppy, droppy, droppy. As people take the fuel off. If you've got like a consistent kind of dripping down, that's also something to be kind of nervous about. These tanks that we have are typically above ground as well, right? So if you think that's quite high, these are about this high at least off the ground. And in the old days, you would have to, like climb up on the tank, and I'm climbing up even higher, and then my vertigo kicks in and I start getting concerned. Unscrew the cap, put a probe in, like a stick, and go, oh yeah, I've got that much fuel. Report it back, not really ideal. You can fall off the tank if it's in like central Otago and it's icy and cold. So what we, in doing this, we've kind of helped with that health and safety thing as well. Anyway, let's get back into the action. So we've got our probe, and it's getting this data from the tank. It's firing it up to tank link. That's cool. We've got to get it back to Z. So we've got a piece of software. I'm running around here. I'm getting so fit, it's not funny. We've got a piece of software back in the office called Aspen, and that does our scheduling for us. It does our scheduling for commercial, who are out in the wild, and retail, so the bits and pieces that you would see day to day. That does all that scheduling for us. But we've got TankLink up there and no hook into Aspen. This is a worry. We've got to do something about this. So the non-Z people in the room, what do you think we do with TankLink? We use Azure. That's half the answer. Have you got like a car wash already? No, you've got to get the rest of the answer to get a car wash. No, not quite. So in Azure, you can do a whole bunch of things, right? You can do infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, or software as a service. What do you reckon we use? And what do you reckon we use within the platform as a service? No. SQL Server and, who said SQL Server? Half the answer. Where's the rest? Web service, we use a worker role, yes? Sorry, I had to defer to the expert there. So we use, so this has got a bunch of, TankLink's got a bunch of APIs. That's close enough, dude. TankLink's has got a bunch of APIs, so we can tap those. Have you already got one of these? No. TankLink's got a bunch of APIs that we can call into and go and grab that data that we need to about the state of that tank. We want to know how full it is, when it was last filled, which we store in here, where it is. That's always a good thing to know, because otherwise you're going, where's that tank? So we'll go and sync that data, clean it up, publish that DIP data, fire it across to Service Bus. Service Bus, we're going to collect it, bring it down to Aspen. We know what we've got to do, right? If we see that something hasn't called in for a while, we can go into TankLink and have a look at the state of those probes. But typically, we don't need to. So now, this is happening all automagically. Our guys don't have to have like 19 screens to look at the TankLink data as well. It's very, very cool stuff. But I have to say that, right? No. Anyway, so where does the sustainability come in around that? So we've got health and safety of people not going up on tanks and stuff. These things cost us about $1,500 a go to put in. We save, if we did nothing else, right? If we did nothing else with the efficiency gains, we'd save $2,700 a month. Gain, not that much money for the investment when you look at it like that. 640 kilometres saved for the trucks that go out to those sites. So they're being more efficient. We're not putting as much load on those trucks. They don't have to go in and be serviced all the time. 1,900 litres of fuel. So that's our single big runs rather than lots of little ones. Does that make sense? There's a sustainability bit right there.
There.
800 kilograms of carbon dioxide. Now, they're all nice numbers. The scariest number of the lot, though, is this one. We're not even halfway there. And that's the numbers that we're getting out of it if we do nothing else. What's that, sorry? I'm not sure. I couldn't answer that one. I can find out for you and let you know. We just keep plodding them out. You got to find that. You got to do a bunch of work around the tank link about going and take. You typically want to take a photo of the tank, so you know that you're putting it into the right one, because that can be embarrassing. You want to get the coordinates around the site as well. So there's a bunch of work that has to happen in advance of doing it, and then you go and put the probe in. We've got to go and get a contractor to go and do that. So we use Google Barcode to do that. So they'll go out and do it. Anyway, so measuring travel, Orbit, SQL, and SID. SID is not an application. SID is a developer. SID is a smart developer. This is what he does. Smart stuff. So we get a bunch of data from Orbit, who are our travel agents, and they will tell us how we're tracking in terms of Bart's gone on a flight. He's gone to Techhead this month or this year. So here's Bart. This is the stuff in July, right? So this is some travel that I'd done earlier in the year. You can tell it's me because that's my name. So this is some travel that we did. So I can go in and have a look at my travel performance, how much I've been doing, right? Not really that valuable until you go and have a look at it year on year against the different departments, right? So you can start going and telling people off. We had a target, so this is the target here, right? That's what we wanted to drop to. Why do you reckon we didn't make it? It's really not that hard a question. What's that? Buy-in? No. Pardon? Building lots of stations. Yeah, exactly it. Rebrand. Rebrand killed us in terms of those numbers. We had to shunt people around. We had to go and talk to retailers and say, this is what we're going to do. This is the plan. We've got to get our people out there to talk to them. So we got it a bit wrong, to be honest. We're not traveling that well this year, but it's a start. You've got to have an aspirational goal. Go for it. See how you roll. If you don't even try, you're not doing anything. So just try for it. Right. It's only part of the dashboard. I can't show you the rest, but that's enough to give you an idea, right? Set that target, go for it, see how we roll, go from there. So what we did about this is We promote technology over travel. Start using Link. You don't need to make that flight. If you don't need to make that flight, we don't have those carbon things happening over there. Not so cool. We can start getting that aspirational goal. So what do? We put aside a month where we put technology first. What does that mean? We say in November, in February, we're going to have technology over travel month. Start getting ready. You, start getting ready. And we go, not only do you need to think about booking your Link meetings and getting the people on board around that, you need to realize that we're going to reward you and your team. And how do we reward people? We go, do you want some flybys points? Unfortunately, I couldn't get you some flybys points today. We tried. We couldn't get them. So as individuals, you get either a fuel voucher or flybys points. So the teams, they get a morning t-shirt. Investment difference between a flight to Auckland booked like 2 weeks out and a morning t-shirt. Kind of a good thing to get after, right? So when we did this, we kind of started looking at two metrics, right? Kilometres travelled, which we get from Link, and the conferences made, kilometres travelled, which we get from Orbit, put into SQL, SID's there too, and the conferences made, which we get from Link, right? So what we found was that there was a 20% reduction in domestic flights in that month. One-fifth, not bad, eh? There was a 23% reduction in the kilometres travelled. So that helps us in terms of getting after that aspirational goal as well. So Link, oh Link, bless you. Link, in my deep dark past, I was a VTSP in Link, so I know a bit too much. Link, we've had our troubles with it, to call a spade a spade. We're identifying those and we're getting after them and we're closing those out. So who's got a premier, who knows that they've got a premier contract with Microsoft? Who knows that they can like hook up with their SDM and get wraps performed? Who knows that you can get a Link wrap and you can run it as many times as you want over the next 12 months? You. Do you have a car? Do you want a car wash? Do you want some chewing gum too? The pink stuff, if you haven't had any. If someone else has got some pink stuff, hook a brother up, because it's a new one. It's been out a couple of weeks. It's a bit weird. It's like blue jelly beans, but it's quite tasty. Anyway, I could walk 100 Ks after this. Oh no, I've already done that. So Link, how are we doing? We're doing this. The blue line is the unique login count, so people logging into the system over a month. The red line is the number of conferences. Now, conferences are three or more people firing up the conference MCU on Link. It doesn't look that great until you realize that people were figuring it out over time that, hey, this thing damn well works, and it's quite cool. Technology over travel months, sorry, is there. Strange that, big jump. How did that happen? So, how we're doing month on month looks like that. Sorry, if I'm drinking too much, it's because I've got tonsillitis. Bit of a challenge to talk when you've got tonsillitis, by the way. So, this came about how we wanted to look at this is that individual KPI. So the GM of corporate, Rob, said, Bart and Paul, I want to see a 20% upswing in the number of calls and conferences that we're using in Link. Give me the numbers. And we're like, oh God, we'll find that out for you, Rob. And so we went and found it out and we said, dude, you've got an upward swing. This looks really, really good. And so he was quite happy about that. And said, I'm going to put that in my IPC as one of my goals, to get after 20% upswing year on year within Link. And so then when we started like digging into this, then I started going, I could talk about this at TechEd. And so this is how this presentation came to be, this graph, so to speak. I'm going to tell you how to get those stats as well, by the way, because that's really valuable. It takes a bit of work, not too much work, but a bit of work. So year on year, here we go again. Sum of conference count on the up. Looking good. That's where we put Link in. Why did we put Link in? Because we moved out of the shed. We moved out of the shed into the batch, which was our temporary facility. We couldn't take the Ericsson PABX with us. So we put Link in a rush. Got it in there. Works and works and works. Gets a bit jittery. We start doing work around it, remediating it this year. But now we've got a sales story about, hey, can we do an upgrade? Anyway, so this is the cool slide. I love this slide. This is awesome. This is opportunity. Can you see it? If you stand over here, you can see it. It's right there. Application sharing. Who uses application sharing day to day? Day to day. Oh, you can do. Have you got one already?
Using Communicator, but it's pretty simple.
Are you app sharing?
Sharing screen that I'm looking at.
Yep. That'll do. There's two left, I think. Two left. Who else has got a dirty car? That's the opportunity, right? This is really, really cool stuff. Start doing this. We were having a conversation, a guy in the office and I, and a guy in Auckland, and we were trying to get after what was happening in the marine space and what we wanted to do in the future. What does that look like? So I'm sitting there typing into the Word document. He's in Auckland, talking away, banging it in. Does it look right? Yep. So the conversation takes about an hour. Versus, let's have a conversation, put the notes in, draft them all up. That's another hour. Email them off, wait a week. He comes back. There's no changes. There's changes. Send them back out again. It becomes the speed around doing things becomes awesome. It's great stuff. Use it. So this is the bit that you need to know, Nathan. Link data looks good, but where is it? It's in the link database called LCSCDR. So that's a cool detail recording database within Link. Don't go in there and piss about, ever. But you can go and get the data out, right? If you get the data out, what you're looking for is that CDR overall usage trend. This is summarized data, so you can't drill in and see that Andy had a call with Nathan and Jeff. You can't do that. But you can get to a, here's the number of AV conference calls that we had. Here's our call count. Here's our minutes, things like that. No. We had to drill right into the database and grab that table out. That table stores 6 months of data. So to get to the 2011 stats, we had to do some restores. That's the challenge, right? So if you can get in there, grab the data. So I'm not so versed in Link Online, but if you can get in there, grab the data, store it, put it wherever you want, right? Wherever you can. Maybe run up a SQL instance on Azure. Maybe put it into your SharePoint Online instance as a list. Right. So my advice is get familiar with the database and its constructs. And if you want to start building out reports, there's some really good stats in there. Right. Oh, God. Now I've got to go into James Whittaker mode. Maybe not so much James Whittaker as Stephen yesterday. So what we reckon is in our future, in the future of sustainability. How many people work from home, like really work from home? Like, really work from home, not plug in and play Xbox. That's not working from home. Oh, Emily, you came. So Emily doesn't really count, but she can have some. Jeez. Yeah, you get a car wash. Everyone gets a car wash. No, they don't get a car wash. No one gets a Porsche. If you want a helicopter, though, go to Rob Hawthorne's session. I think that's tomorrow. He's got helicopters to give away. Toy ones, unfortunately. He told us last night. I might have to go to it just in case. So working from home. I have a meeting room in my bag. Don't believe me? That thing. That is a Jabra speakerphone. Talk to the Jabra people if you can, right? And get hold of one of these. They are freaking awesome. You don't have to go and get a handset. You plug it into your laptop. It sits in the middle of the room. Everyone can then join in the conference call, and away we go. So I got that part of it. If I'm truly working from home and I'm solo, then I've got that. Just my headset. Doesn't take up that much space, really. If you get your mobility sorted out, you can use your phone. That's a Nokia. That's a Chinese Google Android phone. It does link to. But I've got meeting rooms all over the shop, right? I don't have to be in the office to have the conversation. Sure, I can make a mobile phone call and have just audio, but if we can get to a space where we're like, you know what, I don't really care about getting this stuff out, I just have my video call and away we go, right? need to review that document. Let's have that conversation online too, and away we go. That future is, we can do it kind of now, right? What else? So universal communications as opposed to unified communications. Do you know what that means? There's a car wash riding on it. Do you know what the difference is? Good enough. Have you got one of these? G'day. So nailed it on the head, right? It's not about my voicemail going into my Outlook. That's kind of, we've been doing that for a while now. Need to move on, get past that. Universal communications is, it doesn't matter what device I'm on. My Nokia, my Android, my iPad, my iThingy. I don't know about iWatch. Anyone see about that today? Not so sure about that. Who wears a watch these days? We were having this conversation last night. Who wears a watch? Everyone's. You must all be over like 30. Only just. Yeah, ditto, Barry. Anyway, sorry. Get back on point. Sorry. Universal versus unified communications. It is about the device, the modality that you use, who you're talking to, how you're talking to them, right? So we've got Link, and we can talk to Skype. We evolve a bit more and standardize crazily around what we use in terms of our codecs. We can start talking to the next player on the rank, right? Or we use devices in between to talk to those guys. Huh? Don't forget, when did they do it? 2010? 2010, there was an XMP. Anyway, sorry. Off topic. Commodity of public cloud. This is going to be, I mean, it's there. It's been there for a while. But our challenge within Z is that we know it's there, and there's a whole bunch of things that we can do with it. You're bound to have MSDN subscriptions around the place and access to Azure and things. Use it. Play with it. Go blind. Don't go blind. That's bad. Use it. Play with it. Enjoy it. Learn about what you can do with the power of the stuff, because it's not going away in a hurry. So you get to our good old-fashioned tank link model. I can't get to my notes. Where is it? Oh, shite. I know it's over there somewhere. Anyway. My notes are over here. That's right. I just want to come back to that unified communications thing as well. Do you reckon that phone numbers are going to be around for much longer? What's that, sorry? I'm intrigued as to how it's like IPv4. So, you don't ring Z and go, I want to talk to 044, blah, 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 blah. You go, I want to talk to Bart. I want to talk to Bart. If I'm going to talk to Bart, I'm going to talk to bart.broadford@z.co.nz. How I talk to him is either going to be through IM, voice, video, conference, maybe Yammer, maybe at a stretch. But it shouldn't be about my mobile number or my desk phone number, right? Should be about talking to Bart, not a number. We don't like talking to numbers. Anyway, sorry, I just had to get that one in. Public cloud and the offerings. Buying your own hardware, if you haven't figured it out yet, is not enabling you for competitive advantage. Think about that. For us, it's about getting competitive advantage. We want to be with the pack and leading them when it matters, right? Buying hardware doesn't enable that. Put the stuff out there, away we go. There's no fun in deploying hardware and software, really. We're adults, right? I remember a number of years ago, this is classic, sorry. I have to share this story. Jerry, you were at Datacraft at the time, I think. This is before I had children. We get this big-ass bloody Dell server arrive, right? This thing is like this big, like high, that deep. It's about 60 kilos. And it's 5:30 in the morning because I couldn't sleep and something crazy had happened. And I'd gone into work and I thought, I'm going to rack mount the server by myself. And I pick it up carefully, because my back, pick it up carefully, and I put it into the rack, slides, and then I realize, oh shit, I'm stuck. And it's 5:30 in the morning and there's no one coming in for 2 hours. I was stuck there like this for a good half hour before I realized there's no fun in hardware. You just get stuck in awkward positions where it's cold. No one coming to save you. So even in light of this, though, and from a sustainability point of view, we've still got to look after each other, right? There's plenty of people in the room here from vendors, partners, whatever you want to call them, who can help us out with this stuff. Look after these guys. So, what time is it? It's recap time. We went through and we had a look at Z and sustainability and what we do. We set out those four pillars, our goals, what we did at Z Christchurch Airport, 68% in terms of their waste, 66% in terms of their waste, $1,500. Set those out. What we do in the retail stores, 11% in terms of the lighting, electricity savings. We had a look at ZIT and sustainability, so we had a look at TanClink, Azure, reporting services. We talked about Sid, can't forget Sid, he's not here. And then we just covered off some of that future stuff, right? So universal communications, commodity of public cloud, looking after our people out there in New Zealand. So the next steps and takeaways. So these things are about you and what you have to do out of this. This is the stuff that you have to leave this room and go and do. It's your homework for the next 12 months. Because hopefully one of you guys is going to be up here talking about, what is the second episode, by the way? I've got some stuff to give away still. What is that second episode called? It's not Revenge of the Sith. Phantom Menace, what's the middle one? Attack of the Clones, who said that? There you go. Oh, I'm not throwing it to you. Health and safety, that's a big step. Gotta watch that. USB stick. That's 8 gig USB 3. Is that right, Terry? Yep. Right. Now, there has to be some awesome easy questions at the end because we've still got these beauties. Right. So your next steps, the things that you have to go away and do, right? Set clear goals. Go for them. At a business level, right? Go and talk to your manager and say, what are we doing in the sustainability space, dude? Dudes. What are we doing in that space, and what are we going to get after this year, next year, the year after? You can have that conversation. It's not that hard, right? Tie it to your goals. Hey, if we're going to do this goal out here as a department, what's my place in this? What am I going to do to deliver around this? Rob Wiles, 20% increase in our link calls. What am I going to do about that? I'm going to go and get that data every month. Whack it back in. It's one row. It's not very hard, right? Go and get it so that he can track that nice and easily. The final bit is, if you do these two things, right? Everyone wins. Think about that. You're saving less power, saving less energy, reducing waste, looking after each other. Who's going to win? Thank you. Not that hard, is it? Everyone? Yes, everyone. There's no exceptions. Everyone wins, right? Anyway, so related content. Let's have a look at this. We've got breakout sessions, hands-on labs. Find me later at... I don't know where I'm going to be. I have no idea. Yeah, delete this box once you have listed the content that is related to your session. Yeah, sorry about that. No one gets to speak of that. Anyway, MVA, look at that. That's pretty cool. Virtual labs, that's how you learn about stuff. TechNet and MSDN. Sessions on demand. You didn't go to James Whittaker's. Thank you all. You can have a look at it afterwards on there. Don't forget to complete your session evaluation. Say that this was awesome and you really, really like that chewing gum. And you can win some stuff. Not from me. And then finally, if you've got any questions, we've got two of these if the questions are not so hard. Go. How do we deal with that? That's a really good question. I haven't thought about that. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with that? Okay, cool. I will give you a card. I'll find out how we deal with it. What's that? Yeah, how do we deal with the real rural sites that don't have that much connectivity? Oh, here you go. Look at this. We have two types. That's at the retail sites, though. Really? Oh, because they're the ones that aren't on TankLink. Yeah, there you go. There's your answer. So there's two types of ATGs. So automatic tank gauges, right? So there's the TankLink ATGs and then our legacy ATGs, right? So they still send us data. We've got how many types of ATG, Chelsea? We've got compact.
Three?
Yeah, three currently. Anyway, next question. I talked about a lot of things. Yep. My personal opinion, I don't think that we can ever get to zero servers. And there's some really good reasons around that. There's stuff that you want to still kind of keep close to you, and they're just not, and those things, those core things, they've usually got like four or five other layers out there, right? When you get to that fifth layer out there, that's your first cab off the rank. They're the things that you're going to get after first, right? And then you bring it back in. Because if you put those core things out first, you've got a whole bunch of connectivity that you've got to get sorted out, right? So our ERP, I think, has like some stupid amount of interfaces in there, and it just doesn't make sense for us to do that bit right now. Sorry, on the LEDs, yeah? Yeah. Jerry, so actually I'm gonna stump up one of these speakers. How many sites do you reckon we drop that into, Terry? You're not allowed to answer, or anyone at Zed?
Four.
All. God, Jesus Christ. Sorry. We have 200 sites that were dropped at 171. Why were they dropped at only 171? Not all of them are open at night. That's just so random. It's brilliant. So why only 171? Because 40 of them are knockdown rebuilds or new builds, right? So there's two types of refurbs that we do. It's like a completely new stand up or a knockdown rebuild. Knockdown rebuild is you. Pardon? You flatten it in a sustainable way. And dispose of this in a sustainable way. And I've still got these two speakers. You do it that way. Anyway, right. So the question is, how many of the other companies are getting after the same things as we are? Is that about right?
Is this something you're doing to kind of push ahead of the market, or is this actually now
more a requirement to be in the market is to actually be sustainable.
It's a point of difference.
It is still a point of difference.
It's still a point of difference, right? Yeah. And the reason why I say that is I've known about it for a while, like even when I was like drafting this up, the Z people in the room have probably only heard about it in the last week. One of the things that we're getting after is getting ourselves into the GRI, so that's the Global Reporting Initiative, and that is solely around measuring sustainability. So there's a post on Facebook for Zed. Who's following us on Facebook? You're not following us on Facebook? You don't have... Valid. Valid. If you follow us now, you get a speaker. You could get a speaker from Pete Robson. He's our digital marketing guy. So anyway, where was I? So on Facebook, we posted around, hey, this is what we're trying to get after the GRI work, and we need to get our partners on board around that, and these are the 13 measures that we're going to get after and things like that. So it's only been in the last week that we've been talking about that publicly. I've known about it for a couple of months. And Shell, Royal Dutch Shell are already on it, but they're not associated with us anymore. And BP. BP are on GRI as well? Are they? Okay. Well, we're not global. Remember, we're not global. We're local, right? Yeah, we're special. Very special. Very, very special. Hang on, you've already got a car wash.
Well, I stopped getting up for that.
Okay. Yes and no. And the reason why I say yes and no is we're in charge of our own destiny and we don't have to go and we're not at the arse end of the world. We're not a rounding error. We are an actual company. So when you move away from that, you've got to be actually quite accurate and forthright around what you're doing. Yep. How do we ensure that how do we ensure that sustainability is in the highest part of the organization? The highest thing that we look after within the organization is health and safety. Right? HSSE, health, safety, sustainability, and the environment. So health and safety first, sustainability next, right? Sorry? In the high powered list. High priority list. Within the RFP part?
No,
just as an organisation. How should we answer this, Chelsea? What do you reckon? CEO drives it. If we don't do it, he sternly talks to us. Yeah. So ultimately it goes, so you got board, CEO, and then exec, right? Rob Wiles is in as GM of corporate. He's got to report that stuff up around what we're doing in sustainability. So Mike Bennett, our CEO, is ultimately responsible for that. So Mike is really particular around health and safety. He's been to more, in his working life, he's been to more funerals of people that work for him than family members. That's not cool, right? So that's why health and safety is the priority, right? No one likes going to funerals. He definitely doesn't. So, yeah. What's that, sorry? ZY, yes, ZY. Don't you just tie the two together? Yeah, no, definitely not funerals. They kind of work hand in hand, right? So you can go, we're doing the sustainability initiative. What does that get us? Well, we've got this thing over here. Yeah. Yep. We don't like car accidents. The one in Shannon was really, that was quite alarming for us. We didn't like that. So where we have those four pillars, they're the aspirational goals that we go after, right? So we're going after 10% less electricity. So we measure that in terms of our utilization at a retail level and at a corporate level. So you have to, so those metrics are always coming through. That's kind of not where I work. I work in IT, ish, work, ish. IT sustainability metrics. Again, a really good question. Holy moly. What's this, right? Yeah, yeah. So we have the monitor fairy. We have he's not really a fairy though, he's quite big. Yeah. All of the light switches are lights, you know, switch the, you know, there's a little sticker and things like that. But that's all measured not by us, right? That's measured by facilities, if that makes sense. We only measure what we can measure. So z.co.nz/sustainability. I'll bring it up now. And it says these are the things that we're getting after. How do I drive a computer again? Sorry. I'm kidding. Ish. Oh, bollocks. This is not the keyboard you were looking for. Your fingers are too fat for this keypad. Okay, no, it's not there. About Z. Yeah. That's embarrassing. Yeah, it probably will go like that. Hey, boys. sorry. No, we haven't. Well, so no, I haven't, and I'd need to talk to like Jerry Ward, who's our sustainability manager. She's down the bottom of this page, by the way. Lovely girl. But you can flick her a note, right? So ask Jerry. Let's ask her, eh? Oh, what's your email? Do you want to put your pardon? NYE. How do you spell diesel? I always get it wrong, right? Have you considered... This really is a case of your fingers are too fat for the keypad. Have you considered... whey dairy pie products as a source for this. Ah. Yep, you cool with that? She will send you an email. If she doesn't, you know where I'm Bart. Think about the metrics.
For example, that thing that I was asking about search, like, do you have a hectare of a hundred search?
Over 100.
A year ago?
Over 100. Well, we're less in terms of the VMware boxes that we have. We've culled off a number of the physicals.